Next question is Juanita, J-U-A-N-I-T-A, Scott, 12744. This is an 80-year-old woman originally from Houston. She lives in a group home now. She was recently at LBJ Hospital and rehab after she took a fall, period. New paragraph. Patient has had tremendous change in her mental status. She's no longer oriented to person, place, or time, period. She believes she's still married and her husband is in the Navy, period. She tells us she has no children and she doesn't smoke or drink, period. Her words are jumbled up from time to time. She has is a high risk of falls. She's very confused, very agitated, especially in the evening time. She has a tendency to walk around, which staff have to walk with her because she's a high risk of fall, period. She also suffers from the paragraph hypertension, hyperlipidemia, anxiety, agitation, end-stage dementia, and senile degeneration of the brain, period. She was found to be thin, her eyes sunken in, withdrawal. She apparently has lost a lot of weight, but there's no actual weight to report, period. She has a tendency to wander with her agitation. She wears a diaper, of course, total ADL-dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, becomes combative at times when the staff tries to help her. She also has a COPD and shortness of breath with any kind of activity. Vaccination, apparently it's up to date. Family history, none reported. Hospital records are pending. Allergy, none. Medications, Lipitor, 10 milligram once a day. Losartan, 50 milligram a day. Procardia, 30 milligram a day. Remeron, 15 milligram a day, period. Review of system as above. Her blood pressure is 148 over 68, pulse 79, respiration is 18, or two side 88%. Heart pulses, home pulses, two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, next to JVD, skin shows, no rash, arm, mucosa with an illusion, logical, non-focal. Quite confused. On assessment, 80-year-old black woman, withdrawn, eyes sunken, confused, very thin, agitation, severe agitation, with senile degeneration of the brain, high risk of fall, still ambulating, wears a diaper, total ADL dependent, combative at times, needs better medication and treatment plan as far as her symptoms are concerned, period. In the paragraph, she also has a history of COPD with shortness of breath with activity. Her O2 sat was only 88% today on room air, period. In the paragraph, she would benefit from oxygen, but with her agitation, I'm sure she will not keep it on, period. She shows severe evidence of muscle wasting and weight loss as well. Overall prognosis remains quite poor for this woman, and patient is a great candidate for hospice and palliative care at the group home at this time. Thank you.